Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do, to give me a holler and let me know what's going on in your mind as we inch toward the holidays, although at this moment it doesn't feel like we're inching, it feels like we're avalanching toward them.
Feels like a full-on sprint, doesn't it?
Yeah, or just out of control, sort of tearing down the hillside. So yeah, we're getting there. I mean, we're having such awful weather here. I don't know, when it snows, I think there's something very Christmassy about stuff. And when it's sunny, I mean, I suppose it's not that it's Christmassy, it's just that it's kind of pleasant. But man, with this, what we're getting is rain and sleet and cold, and it doesn't feel very holiday-ish. It just feels like, oh, I want to stay in bed, which is whiny. I know that's whiny. So there we go. But you know, we'll get there. We'll get there sooner or later. I'm trying to think that hopefully people are. We had the Royals down here this yesterday in the rain, and it was really interesting because there were not very many people down, even with the Royals, which is a big draw, and everybody's got their umbrella up. But everybody came to World Trade Center. Did you know that the World Trade Center is the number one tourist attraction in the world right now?
Really?
Yeah. Which is sort of, I mean, it's sort of a good news, bad news. As you may, well, I don't know if people know. You know, my basic rule of thumb is if it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen. So the
right.
New Yorkers, I think, are still much more, I mean, whenever September 11th rolls around, the rest of the country is going, ho-hum, and everybody in New York's going, no, you don't understand.
Yeah.
And I think that the thing about Oklahoma City, same thing. I mean, I'm not sure I can tell you exactly what day Oklahoma City occurred. I could probably get close. But, I mean, the point is everybody in Oklahoma City can.
Right.
So, it's just one of those things. If it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen. But if it does happen to you, the fact that people are coming here, it's been a huge controversy literally from day one, from the idea of September 11th and then the PID, and then there was a big fuss about the mosque down here, which is the mosque. There had been a mosque down here that was five blocks away from Ground Zero for 20 years. But then there was this huge big fuss about putting a mosque there, and they said, well, you know, it's a holy site. And I said, well, you know, Brooks Brothers, it wasn't at Ground Zero, it was just a couple blocks away.
Right.
I said, Brooks Brothers is across the street from it. Century 21 is across the street. You know, those are not exactly holy institutions,
mm-hmm.
unless you're a real clothes horse. And then there was the issue about the museum. The museum is stark. It's a really kind of alarming event, but probably should be. And then there was the issue about selling things at the gift shop. I mean, it just never stops. But I think part of it is that it's just such a huge draw, and they're always, I mean, I live down here, so I spend a large part of my day explaining to people how to get there, or you know where it is, or what they can go to, and but it's just part of, I guess, being a citizen of the world down here. But, you know, I mean, people go to, and there were some people were very upset about it. They said, how can it be a tourist attraction? I said, well, you know, the Pearl Harbor's a Pearl, and Dachau are tourist attractions. And the people, it seems to me that bearing witness is not a bad thing for human beings to do. And I was just watching a documentary that was I know, what a surprise, he's watching a documentary, that said that all history is political, which is an interesting statement if you think. And they said all memory is political.
Hmm.
I would argue, I think all history being political is not an arguable statement, because history is always written by the victors.
Right.
Right? By definition. So that's not a very controversial statement, although it probably was when it was first muttered maybe 100 years ago. I don't even know if it was de Tocqueville, but it's de Tocqueville-esque. But the idea that memory is political, that And I would probably take it further than that. I would say that memory is both personal and political, that we filter everything through our own prism of experience and personality and upbringing and education, and but primarily experience, but then it does become political. So, and human beings remembering the things that have happened that make us who we are, the good news and the bad news, I think is really important. I remember as a kid that the first time I heard about Japanese internment camps in California, and I was not, you know, a young child. I was probably in at least high school, and I'd never heard about it because it just wasn't written in the history books. And the idea that history, again, is written by the victors and it is political, and we tend to kind of ignore some of our less wholesome behaviors as a country. There was also another statement in the same documentary which says that we view the government as this monolithic, faceless structure, and we view it as them. And them is us, especially in a democracy.
Yeah.
But I think if there's any lessons to be learned from history, that's it. That if there's that one lesson, is that there are more of us than there are of them, and them is us, and it is especially in a democracy. But even you can see all over the world, when it's not a democracy, that people, when they say enough is enough, I don't want to be treated this way anymore, that's a huge motivating force. And we're fortunate enough to live in a democracy, so it's not even the issue. We don't even have to put our lives on the line. All we have to do is get out of our comfy armchair and do something. So, at any rate, 855-99-DR-JOY, if there's something on your mind. People have been calling a lot toward the end of the program, which is okay. I mean, you're welcome to call whenever you want. But the earlier you call, the more time you're going to have with me, and yeah, the less time you're going to be on hold. So I say that, and then people call the last 3 minutes saying, no, we're going to do what we want to do, which is, it's all right. All right, guess what? Mississippi became the 20th U.S. state in 1817.
That's right. I have a lot of family down in Mississippi. That's
kind of
where on my mother's side, that's kind of where our family roots are down in Mississippi.
Wow. Yeah. So that's almost, my goodness, do you realize that's getting to be almost 200 years? It's 200 years minus three.
Yeah. 197 years. That's crazy.
It seems both older than that and younger than that. Don't you think, all at the same time in some weird kind of way?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Can you spell Mississippi without looking?
Oh, yeah. I remember as a kid, we always did the
MISSISSIPPI.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's one of the few states I can actually spell with great confidence because of the same kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, and in theory, it should be like one of the hardest ones to spell. You know, I mean, Massachusetts to me has always been the toughest one. I always forget, I'll always forget like an S
Connecticut.
Yeah.
Gets complicated. I'm trying to think, there's another state. Cincinnati, I always misspell, which I know is not a state. Cincinnati always confuses me.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? All right, 1884, Mark Twain, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn published.
Wow.
Spanish-American War, 1898. Again, the juxtaposition of these, that Mississippi became a state only basically 65 years before Mark Twain wrote Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah.
And that's a really close, I mean, that's not very, think about 65 years ago were the 1950s in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you think about it, don't you think that's kind of remarkable?
It is. I mean, it kind of shows how time can be different.
At different times,
and
your perception of time.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is kind of what we're talking about. Spanish-American War, Treaty of Paris is signed officially, ending the conflict in 1898.
Mm-hmm.
1901, first Nobel Prize.
Yep, and it is Nobel Prize Day.
We've got two people who were activists, one man, one woman, one for children, one for women.
Yep.
Great. Difficult names, but good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Roosevelt won the Nobel Prize for his mediation of the Russo-Japanese War, becoming the first American to win the Nobel Prize 5 years after it was begun in 1906.
Mm-hmm.
The phrase Grand Old Opry, only been used since 1927.
Yeah.
Thailand became a constitutional monarchy, and the UN adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which seems completely appropriate today.
Mm-hmm.
855, I have some really interesting piece of information to tell you when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, so what I wanted to tell you, one of the things that I was wanting to tell you, which of course means my computer just did its little number on me, is that Maddie found this really cool article this morning. You know, he does days in history because it seems particularly, there's something, it almost makes you believe in horoscopes, which I don't quite believe in. I think the stars can suggest, but
I'm very lukewarm on
horoscopes.
Horoscopes, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're fun sometimes, but I don't really, I've never really heard somebody that buys into it too much.
Except that sort of now, being aware that the Nobel Prize was awarded today, and the Nobel Prize is awarded today, is, but the idea being that Thailand became a constitutional monarchy, that's pretty cool,
mm-hmm.
that the United States General Assembly adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights today,
yeah.
which is the UN was started, the reason I know is because on my birthday, so I know when that was, the democracy was restored to Argentina today,
mm-hmm.
so there's something about today that in the universe resonates with human rights and with somehow something. Who knows what it is? Maybe it's, and you can't even say that it's, well, it's because it's about to get cold, because some of these places are you know in warm climate. So, but the big story that Manny and I focused on today, rightly or wrongly, is that today, which runs counter to all the things I was just talking about, in 1968, Japan's biggest heist, which is still unsolved, was carried out in Tokyo, and it's called the 300 million yen robbery. And I said to Manny, well, how much is that in dollars? So both of us had to get out our little calculators and do Google, and we figured out it is. Tell him, Manny.
Well, one Japanese yen equals 0.0084 United States dollars.
So, right, like, which turns out to be,
I mean, not even, I don't even think a whole cent, right? It's like close, or it's like short of.
Yeah, it's short of one penny.
Yeah, it's short of one penny.
So. A yen is slightly less than a penny.
Yeah. And so 300 million Japanese yen ends up converting to just over 2.5 million U.S. dollars.
Well, and you could get that more or less by multiplying 0.08 by 300 million, and you get pretty close.
Yeah.
Because that's 2.4. Mm-hmm. So it's I think it's 0.83 or something, isn't it? 0.083.
Yeah.
So we just thought you'd be impressed that even though Manny and I are really here to be the guardians of your psyche, that we can do math when we have to.
Yes.
And math, with a little help from our friends.
Yeah,
with a little help from our friends.
And math was always my strongest subject in school.
Me too. How did the two of us end up in broadcasting, for heaven's sake?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, both of us. You know, it's amazing, though. It really does make you believe in sort of patterns of behavior, like swirls in your coffee kind of thing, you know, when you put the milk in.
Yeah.
That like-minded people, because they're probably not, I would say, of course, on the engineering side, it is slightly more. But on the talent side, they're probably not, like, if there are 300 broadcasters in the United States, there probably aren't, well, there may be 300, 250, 300. There are probably not five of us who are math majors, right?
Right.
Especially if you exclude the money guys. And those guys weren't math majors either. They were eco majors, economic majors at most.
Yeah.
Or business majors, all right? So there may be five of us. And I would say in the engineering world that there may be more math majors, but there aren't a whole lot who, for example, have family in Mississippi, who aren't living in Mississippi. There's somehow that the universe conspires to put like-minded people together. And I'm not even talking about Match.com. You know, I'm just talking about the world, sort of, we recruit one another, I bet. Yeah. All right, so let's see what else is going on in the world. As I said, Willem and Kate are wrapping up their U.S. tour. They're only here. They did kind of a weekend in the U.S., went to D.C., went to Harlem, came down here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're tall people.
They are tall. I saw a picture of them on ESPN yesterday, on ESPN TV, where they had Kate standing next to LeBron James, who's like 6'8", and she was pretty close to his height almost. She was kind of up to his shoulder.
Well, and I was watching the thing down at Ground Zero, mm-hmm. and it looks like they're in the land of the Munchkins. I mean, you know, I knew he was tall-esque, because I think Charles is relatively tall, but Diana was tall. I think she was 5'10".
Yeah.
Something like that. And I think Kate must be close to 5'10".
Yeah, got to be, because she was up,
yeah,
to,
she wears
up
heels.
To LeBron's shoulder yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw that picture.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Well, listen, if you're going to get, Queen Elizabeth is not. I was thinking about her last night. I was thinking how difficult it must be, either hugely difficult or hugely a relief to be Charles, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to be king. Right. Never going to be king. But if you think about it, Elizabeth wasn't going to be queen either. That her daddy was second in the line.
Mm.
And then the abdication. So it's a whole family of people that are sort of either didn't intend to and ended up, or did intend to and aren't going to end up. I mean, William will be king.
Right.
And Harry is probably breathing sighs of relief.
Yeah, probably. I would imagine.
He doesn't seem like the type who is really into being king.
Yeah,
seems like he's more in the time in the kind into playing, Game Boy or something.
Yeah, he wants to have his own fun. Seems like.
Yeah, yeah. He seems like. I told you when I lived in San Francisco, there was a sign that said, "We have enough king. We have enough queens. Send us Randy Andy." So that was in one of the liquor stores. All right, Comcast is sued for turning home Wi-Fi routers into public hotspots.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, that would be, I was saying to Manny, well, I suppose that's better than paying for your hotspot. Well, in fact, you're paying for someone else's hotspot.
Yeah, well, there's a part in the story, too, that says tests show that under heavy use, the secondary channel adds 30 to 40% more cost to a customer's electricity
wow.
bill than the modem itself. That's what
well, I wonder how they found that out.
Yeah, I mean it probably has something to do with how much energy or how much electricity is being burned when a modem is being used when it's being doubled up when the use.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a similar thing. I had an apartment that nobody was living in for a month, and I got a $350 electrical bill, and there was no air conditioning on. There was the only thing that was running was the refrigerator, which so I expected a $40, $50, $60 bill, and it was $350, and I fought them for months, and of course I lost. And all I can figure is that either somebody was going into that apartment and watching cable or something and turning on the air conditioning and, taking baths with ice cubes or something.
Yeah.
Or that somebody was tapping into it because there's just no way. But you can't convince them. You just end up paying it.
Mm.
And they threaten to sue you, and so is, at some point, utilities are tough folk to convince. So I'd be fascinated to know how somebody figured this out.
Yeah,
folks, let me know how to deal with utilities, because I don't know how to do it. Malala and Kailash Satyarthi received joint Nobel Award. So there you go.
Pretty awesome.
And Ron Ingram was rescued after 12 days floating around in the ocean. There you go.
Yeah.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm so glad to get to talk to you.
Well, thanks. How might I help, JD?
I'm in a dilemma, Dr. Joy. I won't take too much of your time. I really enjoy your show. I've been listening to you for a long time, but my wife a few years ago had an affair on me, and I've been working on it for 2 years, and yet I'm caught in this wicked dilemma of wanting to stay but also wanting to go. Now there is children involved, and paying attention to you like I do, I've learned that children are people too, and they are grown up, but they still live at home, of course. So
okay, JD, give me a little bit of detail before we go on. How old are you?
I am 42, ma'am.
How old is your bride?
She is 42 also.
Okay, how long have you been married?
20 years.
How old are the kids?
My oldest is 18, and I got a 16-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old daughter.
Okay. How long ago was the affair? Was 2 years ago?
About 2 years ago, yeah. And I'm only now starting to feel better. You know what I mean? In other words, I feel like I was caught in a kind of a vortex, if you will, sort of, and I almost forgot, you know, who I was for a minute, and I really had to get a grip on myself.
What was the nature of the affair?
Well,
do you know what happened?
Yeah, she had an affair with somebody at work, and what she did was she left me and my family with a note and a $50 bill, and that was it. She came back. And
what did the note say?
It said, I know, she said, it said that we both know that there was something going on here and that she was leaving and that she would be back, and it was just it was just crazy.
So, how long was she gone?
She was gone for a couple days, and then she did come home. Yeah.
Were the two of you having problems at the time?
I think that we were, but because we were both working so much, I think it was part of the problem.
But, right. So did she have sex with this guy? Do you know?
Yeah, she did. And this guy actually is in prison right now. He went to prison for 3 years for doing some pretty bad things to his own family with his second marriage. Even.
Like, what did he do? Why is he in prison?
Well, he had a restraining order put against him from his wife, and he broke the restraining order.
So he was violent with her?
Yes.
All right. And how did, was this somebody she knew from work?
Yes. And even while he was in jail and all that, she was going and visiting him in jail and then down to where he was in prison, and it was just a mess. And I'm trying, Dr. Joy, to let it go and step up to the plate, because I do love my children. But
Stop. A marriage isn't children. A marriage is husband and wife. Children are part of the family. Are your parents together?
No, my parents are both deceased.
Okay. How old were you when they died?
My mom just passed away 3 years ago, 1 year prior to the situation. And my father passed away within 2 weeks of that.
Okay. So you grew, and they were together until then?
No, they weren't together, no. No, they were separated.
When did you grow up with them together in the same household?
No, I grew up just with my mother only. My father left when I was young. And I always made a promise to myself.
And I think that's true. I think that kids whose parents divorce when they're young decide that they're never going to get divorced. And I understand it, because they feel that somehow the divorce was so traumatic to them that they don't want it to happen to their kids. But I think the alternative is probably as, if not more disastrous, because all you have to do is remember the time when they were together when they fought. That doesn't make you feel warm and secure. It makes your stomach hurt all the time. You sleep with a pillow over your head. You don't want to hear about it. So I think that the issue about divorce, certainly nobody says divorce is fun or easy or pleasant, but it's not necessarily a worse alternative than two parents who stay together and the kids feel that there's always under siege, that they hate each other, that they hear the arguments all the time, that they're afraid. So I think the devastation of divorce really is dependent on how much the parents stay involved or don't stay involved with the kids. And a parent who disappears is certainly disastrous. But a parent who stays involved with the kid, if you don't want to be with your wife anymore, figure out a way to co-parent your kids and move on. If you want to be with your wife, that's one thing. But you can't stay in a marriage because of the kids. It won't work for you, it won't work for your wife, and it sure as hell won't work for the kids.
But see, Dr. Joy, I'm having a hard time, because I do care for my wife, and I love her so much.
Well, but I asked you about your wife, and you told me about your kids. So you got to be careful about that. If I'm getting that impression, I guarantee you she's getting that impression. What specifically is the question?
My question is, We both...
No, you're about to make another statement. I need a question.
My question is, if I stay with my wife, I wonder if the same thing would happen in the future. In other words...
Okay, I got it. No, I get it. Okay. Have you said to her, look, I need to know the three things. Why this happened, why you can assure me it'll never happen again, and what's in it for me should it happen? Because those are the legitimate questions to ask somebody as the victim of an affair. Because it's not only that she has to assure you, she has to assure herself. Because if you thought this, you know, if every time she goes out for milk, you think she may be gone for the next 2 days, then you can't stay in that relationship. So you need to know what it is, because, again, you hear me all the time say, JD, that an affair almost always says more about the relationship it disrupts than the affair itself. And that's clearly true here. She came back to you. That this guy may have paid attention to her. It may have been that she felt fat, or that nobody, you guys weren't having sex, or you weren't spending time with each other, or that you didn't listen to each other, or she felt that you only cared about the kids, or yada, yada, yada. Who knows? But so you have a right to say, the only way I can find a safe place to go forward in this relationship is to know three things. Number one, why did this happen? Number two, how can you assure not only me but you that this will never happen again? Because people always in a relationship get, you know, they get tired, or they get taken for granted, or they get feeling that they're not loved, or they get, you know, that somebody else pays attention to them. The world's easiest thing to be is a lover. The world's hardest thing to do is be a spouse. And so, it's, you know, I mean, flirting with somebody at work, easy peasy. Staying in a relationship and working on it, very difficult. So you need to know that from her. And if she can't tell you, you got a problem. If she can, then every time you get to feeling, oh my goodness, could this happen again, you can go back to her original statement of, well, this is why it happened. This is how I promise you it'll never happen again. And this is what would, you know, I'll give up custody of the kids, or I'll give you, you know, the house in the Bahamas, or I'll give you mom's silverware, or whatever it is.
You are an amazing woman, Dr. Joy.
Okay, well, I'm not sure I'm amazing, but I'm very logical, all right? So sit down and do the work, because, J.D., that's the way to find a safe place to stand here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Okay.
Give it a try. If you need some more help, you know where to find me.
Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, J.D. All right, folks, you hear that. You hear hopefully a number of things from this. First of all, if you're in a marriage right now, and you're even thinking about mistletoe and the company Christmas party, stop. Don't do it. It's just, it's going to be too messy. You'll lose your job. You'll lose your self-respect. And assuming that no one will find out, or, you know, it's a good way to get out of the marriage, don't do it. You can hear how easy it is to make a difficult situation impossible. And difficult situations happen. Making them impossible is often a choice that, or is a choice that's made without even being aware that you're making that choice. Adultery is not a good way to get out of a marriage. It's not a good way to feel better about yourself. It's not a good way to get your spouse's attention. It's just a way to really hate yourself, and to have everybody in your life, including your children, including your family, including your parents and your neighbors, think of you as less of a righteous person than you'd like them to think of you. So don't do it, all right? The office Christmas party should be primarily office, not party. That's number one. Number two, that we tend to sort of become, there's a pendulum swing in all of our lives. If our parents stayed together and were very happy, we may be a little more careless about our own marriage. On the other hand, if our parents split early on, we may feel that we have to hold on for dear life, even to a marriage that's not very viable, because we don't want to be like our parents. So the point of all this is that you need to think about what you're doing. Just as you hear me all the time talk about the primary role of parent being one of helping our kids to understand consequence, taking responsibility. Those rules don't evaporate once you hit 21 or 31 or 101. That's a lifelong model of thinking about consequence, thinking about short term as well as long term, taking responsibility. Not to say that we're not going to make mistakes, but at least think about what you're doing. The likelihood of mistakes and catastrophe is at least reduced a bit. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, this is one of the stories that Manny found today. And, I'd be interested, I'll tell you what the story is. And then I'll ask Manny what his take on it is, and then I'll tell you my take. And then I thought, because it's an interesting, I'll tell you what the story is, and then I'll tell you what my question to y'all is. All right. A professor at the Harvard Business School got into a fight with a Brookline restaurant after he realized he'd been overcharged $4 on a $5.35 order. Now, how the Boston Globe got a hold of the story is a little unclear, but stick with me here. So the guy emailed the Szechuan Garden, I actually know that restaurant, and asked for clarification about why the prices on a menu online were different from the ones printed onto his receipt. He said there was a difference of a dollar on everything he ordered, which amounted to $4. Now, as I said, I ordered Chinese food over the weekend just because I had a bunch of people who were coming here, and we were all going to go out, and it was so nasty that we just decided, I provided lots of champagne, and we ordered in Chinese. But I asked them how much it was going to cost before it came. So there were no... Chinese food is one of the least expensive ways of eating there is. That wasn't why we chose it. We chose it because everybody had different menu concepts of what they would eat or not eat, and that just seemed, and this was actually a pretty good restaurant. Nevertheless, so he's, this guy is an associate professor of business at the business school in the negotiation organizations and markets unit. All right. The restaurant is owned by a family. They responded to email and apologized for the out-of-date menu on the website. He then responded that the professor responded to the email with a clarification of Massachusetts law that states a violation to advertise one price and charge a different one, and then demanded the restaurant refund three times the amount he was overcharged because consumers are entitled to triple damages for some violations. Duan, who is the owner, responded by saying they were a mom-and-pop restaurant who prides themselves on working hard and would honor the prices on the website. He responded, "It strikes me that merely providing a refund to a single customer would be an exceptionally light sanction for the violation that occurred." Six more emails were exchanged, ultimately getting in discussions with lawyers for $4. The heat exchange is now sparking a lot of reaction, with most people saying they couldn't believe how far the professor was taking the situation. Professor told the insider the restaurant at issue knew the prices had been out of date for some time. At what point should they do something about it? I'm pleased to have at least gotten the problem fixed for the benefit of others. All right. So, Manny, what's your take on this?
I just think the whole thing is really absurd. I really do. I mean, I understand him being upset because he may have been overcharged. But
I mean, it's $4.
Yeah, I mean, it's $4. And
they said that they would give him back the $4, although he now said it was 12, but nevertheless.
Yeah, I mean, why even bring in, you know, why
lawyers?
Why take it to that level over $4? And if you're trying to get triple the return, you're talking about getting $12 back.
Yeah,
so,
which,
I mean,
and lawyers are going to charge you probably a slightly bit more than that, like
I
a lot.
So. Yeah. So the whole thing is just absurd to me. I mean, it's just
all right. Here's my initial take, and I'll tell you what I want us to put on Facebook. My original sort of take on things, although I wonder whether or not he would have written the restaurant if he had been undercharged.
Right.
If he looked and said, "Hey, listen, it really should have come to $63.35, and I only paid you $53. So enclosed, please find my check for $10."
I highly doubt he would have done that.
Okay. So I have two different takes on it, three different takes maybe. The first one is, listen, when in doubt, you need to, you know, stand up for your rights. And I've certainly, as I said, you know, I had a fight with which I lost. with the electric company of an outrageous bill, which everybody agreed was outrageous, but they said tough, you know, we checked the meters, and I said I don't care what you checked, that they were estimates first of all, and there's no way, I said, even in the midst of August, the bill wasn't that high the year before, so it's unreasonable, and there was nobody would do anything about it. And so for a while, I just thought, well, all right, I won't pay it and see what happens. But then they get the lawyers on you and threaten your credit, and, you know, that they will come and rip off your fingernails and stuff like that.
Of course.
So my first thought is, number one, you should stand up for your rights, that when you think something is not fair, not reasonable, it's okay to stand up for it. The second is probably at some point, you know, when you're dealing with utilities, you know, PG, you know, what is it? Whatever the utilities are, Florida. This was not Florida. This was New York. The utilities company, Con Ed. So it is.
Okay.
The emphasis on the con, as far as I'm concerned. Never mind. That you're dealing with a company, a corporation, which of course means number one, you're going to lose, but number two, that it makes, and one of the frustrations about it is that it makes it a difference to them. It's not going to impact their bottom line at all to say, look, we understand it's it doesn't make any sense. We don't have any way of doing this. How about let's reach a reasonable settlement? None of which they were willing to do. But a ma and pa restaurant that's struggling to to stay in business, that seems to me at some point that you maybe say, look, you need to change the website. I have some students who are really good at that. I'll loan them to you for free. And you can give me a free dinner at some point. I mean, you find some compromise at some point, especially when you're dealing with individuals as opposed to large corporate multi-gazillion dollar companies, that there becomes a level of reasonableness.
Just work something out. I mean, you find a way to work something out.
The fact that they're now getting lawyers, because you can see what everybody's doing is saying, I'm not backing down.
They're being stubborn.
Yeah. And sort of everybody justifying it by saying, well, we're a mom and pop store. I mean, which is obviously an accurate depiction. But at some point you say, all right, what will make you happy? Which is a very powerful thing to do as opposed to just finding somebody. But the professor, it seems to me, look, I mean, it's Harvard, which means by definition, you're dealing with elitism. You're dealing with, in theory, the creme de la creme. And at some point you say, look, let's figure out how this is going to work. And to say, well, at least I saved the world from being overcharged by a dollar seems to me nonsense and self-serving. So what I thought we should put up on, I mean, especially this time of year, and how the boss, well, we know how the Boston Globe got a hold of it, is that somebody called the Boston Globe and said, this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I think that the guy who stood up for his rights, and I think he has a legitimate point, I just think he took it to an unreasonable point, is sort of looks like the bad guy.
I want to read the emails. I wish I had access to those emails because they, they said they got pretty heated, the exchange of
emails.
Well,
you had the sense if lawyers were involved, they were probably saying ugly things to one another.
Right.
Your food is, and nobody was complaining about the food or anything.
Right.
But so we'll see about that. But so I thought what we should put up on Facebook is when does your sense of righteous indignation kick in? And what have you done, and how did it work out? Because, I, as I said, my sense of righteous indignation most recently was a disaster. I mean, it didn't work at all. But I still felt like I should fight them on it because they were wrong, but I lost. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Hi, this is Laura Sharris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.